Gilmore, psychic investigator. And I was following, we found one of these pins that I kidnapped.
Ah, so did I. They got my grandma.
It's terrible.
I might have to cut him.
Well, the fact that, that we found two of these at, you know, similar crime scenes.
So, yeah. Your grandma, so which side? Is it human or the cat?
Yeah,
the
I can't
go. Side?
They're all human. I've gone beyond that now. I smell my grandma in there.
Okay. Do you want me to go get help? Or?
Well, is it just her or is he there too?
Just her.
I'm at the
as far as you can tell, it's just the girl.
Okay. Well, I'm a superhero. I can probably take him.
Okay. Well, I'll go get help anyway.
Walks around with a hot plan.
Hey, everybody has
okay.
Their own little style.
Who throws the shoe?
Does the top hat fit me?
So, I'll go.
Yeah, sure.
I play with the top hat.
So you turn around, you become the next shade. And that's how it.
Do you think special about the top hat?
No, it's just the top hat.
So like a witch blade. You know, as soon as you put the hat on, you become the next.
Witch blade.
Shade's power is in a picture, not in the top hat.
He's like checking.
Okay, so you two are going to what? Walk in?
What?
Just kind of wait to see if anybody walks in?
Which two?
Elgato and...
I'm going to
the
girl.
She's taking off.
Okay, so you're going to get help? You're going to wait for her?
Help? What?
You're going to wait for her? Or
no.
You're just going to walk in?
I'm going to not.
Okay.
I'm going to go duck in.
You can walk in. Just not.
Oh, okay. Then I'll walk into the office.
Okay, so they're... So like half a dozen young black people, like mm-hmm. the desk and stuff, and talking on the phone and stuff. And like the secretary says, oh, can I help you?
I'll go call the you know, whatever society and tell them. All Star Squad.
Yeah, whatever.
Liberty Bell's like, another one from Hawaii? Can't you guys take care of your own problems?
I'll just tell them what's going
wait,
on.
Toll Club are killing me.
And then I'll go duck into a phone booth.
And that's why I'm going to be the
Hawaiian All Star Squadron League Extraordinaire.
You also see a cat.
Oh, I see a cat. Okay.
It's a black cat.
I bet.
Sure.
It's
kind of stretchy.
Grandma, carry it in here.
Well, first thing, I'll meow a little to the cat and ask it if it's seen my grandma.
Did Elgato just walk into
the
Negro Association
no.
and start talking to their cat?
Do I smell my grandma?
I think it's better.
Jive.
Alpha
Squadron. Colon.
Yes.
Hawaii.
Okay.
Hawaii. Something.
I say
something that's
to the secretary that I'm looking for an old lady.
She says there haven't been any old people here today.
That's funny. I smell her perfume.
That's been good.
So she's been here. She was here this morning sometime.
In her back room.
Drunker in front door. Then they want.
That's how we beat up Mark.
I'm gonna
knock the last name off your ass, Malcolm Little. Wham, wham, wham. Actually, now I know all about the X now.
Can I listen?
Let me hear your side of it.
Can I listen for?
She did say yes. Some old lady was being escorted by three guys, and they said they wanted she wanted to sign some papers.
Uh-huh.
So they went to the back room.
Okay.
I haven't seen them since.
Okay, which back room?
Oh, that one.
I head to the back room.
So you go to the back room, and there's nobody there.
Any other exits?
There's a back door.
I follow the back door and continue sniffing.
Okay. Then what's at the back door?
Okay, I keep trailing them.
It doesn't all go as well as I thought it would. Okay.
That passes the test. You can rely on fate.
Next. So, Donald, what did you do? You just went
I called to report what was that we tracked kidnapping stuff.
You called ass.
And then as. Whatever.
No, ass.
Yeah, sure.
All for our squadron.
Then I ducked into a phone booth.
When you put it that way, yes, it is true.
Or whatever to go back and help Catman.
Okay. So you're still secretary?
Oh God, no.
Okay. So you walk in and you see Elgato walking towards the back of the room, or to one of the back rooms.
Okay, I'll follow.
Invisible?
I'll say hello.
I'll
follow.
Hey.
Don't worry.
Oh,
back
pretty quickly.
Okay. They took my grandma out here, but they took her out this way.
Okay.
Is your grandma
like
a little?
I don't know. There was a cat there. Hold on one second.
Check the office to see if there's signs of that they've been typing ransom notes or.
You can check that. I'm going to have a few words with the cat.
Okay. I look around.
Are you being treated okay here?
Super intelligent cat.
It not really. Play you chess. People don't feed you very well. I don't know why.
Miscreants.
What's your name?
I don't spell your name.
Please.
To the cat, she does not want to answer.
Elgato X.
I style myself El Young.
I style myself.
Because I'm bad.
Okay. And you weren't here when my grandma came by here earlier?
No, I'll feed you some lunch.
Okay. That's a good hobby to have, especially if they don't feed you too well. Who's in charge of feeding you here?
Secretary.
I go for secretary.
Says, yep.
Ma'am?
Rip her heart out.
I understand that,
beat it to a pulp and you tell
that,
the cat.
You occasionally forget to feed the cat.
Oh, yeah. Well, we usually, we're short on funds.
He's on the monitor, you know what that is.
I look around. Do they look short on funds?
Somewhat, yes.
He's sitting on a milk crate. And his desk is a plank of wood between cinder blocks.
Solid marble.
Well, let's see. So I don't know whether she's really a bad person or a good person yet. Those three fellows who were going to sign some papers with my grandma, friends of yours?
No, they're new.
They're new?
They've been kind of hanging out for the last few days.
With anyone here in particular?
No, they don't really hang around with the rest of us. Not very social.
Then what were they doing here?
Oh, they're just using our offices for as a meeting place. Because we have extra rooms.
Nefarious going on.
We think they may be up to no good.
Yeah, just to let you know, we believe they're kidnapping people.
And
you can and if you guys aren't real careful, you could be implicated as accessories.
Yes. Or possibly just that you agree or beat you all up.
If you can tell us which rooms they most recently been using for meetings, or if they have any supplies to keep here, we'd like to look at them.
Yeah, they just usually use that meeting room there.
And pads that they might have written on?
Yeah, I'll go check it out.
If they're planning.
Okay.
Because I'm pretty sure my grandma doesn't have anything that, any paperwork that she would need to sign for them. That I know of.
Three black men?
Yeah.
Maybe she's going to join ANA.
She's got a little of that solstice turner.
Perception roll. Which is two.
Two? Or me? Or both?
The one who's searching the room.
What do you mean?
Two. Which is Donald.
Crappy roll. Versus two?
Yeah.
got three.
Okay. Okay, so you find a note.
Okay.
It's a note from the mole.
Okay.
It says something like, you know, if you kidnap these three people and get up Matilda's in there.
What about Sally Jupiter and Hollis Mason?
Actually, that's okay. You would know. Let's see. Hollis Mason's on it. And some of the first
okay.
that you haven't recognized yet.
Okay.
And he'll, you know, he'll pay us $3,000 each.
Oh,
the sportsmaster.
Big money.
All right, I will show this to El Gato.
The mole is behind my my great aunt, grandmother, whatever disappearance. Probably killed her parakeet too.
Probably.
All I found in the apartment was feathers.
Mr. Belch at that point.
We know.
Okay, cat, do that too.
We know where the mole might be.
Cindy Crawford's house.
Have we heard of the mole? Or
I know. Or is that giving too much away?
See, when you called in.
Do I still have.
Nobody's mentioned the mole when they talked to the.
No.
when they talked to Liberty Bell.
Would I still have the Beast Flyer on me?
Well, actually, no, I think you gave it a chance.
Okay. I'll look and see if there's one of those around there.
Is Shannon unaware of your secret identity?
I don't know.
Or are there two heroes working in the same two room office?
Unknown yet.
I don't know if secret identities are generally shared among.
I need to step into a ladies' room. I suggest you do. Then you will change.
I mean, it is done sometimes.
They aren't looking for each other. No,
but it's also
them that
they stay secret. And
it's usually. I don't really care. I'm just. It's just as a.
It's usually a monumental decision to reveal the secret identity that doesn't tend to happen until the third or fourth year of the group's comic.
Oh, what do you bet?
Unless you've already got a public identity.
Well, yes. If you start out with it.
Or at least not a secret identity.
Exactly.
Okay, so.
We'll actually make a.
Is this cat doing anything?
I rolled a six.
It's, following you, right?
No, that's double threes.
Okay.
Good point. And that's 17, and six is 23.
Wow. You know, when you were, you know, filing John's stuff, you did notice that, you know, one of his stuff was about the mole. Yeah, because he keeps extensive and, yeah, not very well-organized files.
So I know the mole happens to have a base around here somewhere?
So you do know. So he does have, like, the mole's last whereabouts.
Okay.
As far as eating.
I happen to know that the mole's last whereabouts were...
Really?
Over there.
You remember that the file had a note on it that said, possible supervillain. Beat up sometime in a public forum for publicity? Let's be honest.
So, I'll call Liberty Bell and let her know that we've found out it's the mole that's kidnapping people. And we
can't you guys take care of your own?
I don't know.
I guess not.
Of course not. Let's rush off.
Superhero. Let's go.
I'm bored of this place.
Yeah,
did the cat follow us?
Yeah,
I'm
behind you.
Okay.
Are you running?
Whoa, not very quickly.
Not if you can't keep up.
I can't keep up.
Okay, then
ride on his shoulder
down.
Yeah, unless you're going to carry me or something.
Are you wearing a big dress like Susan B. Anthony?
Actually, I can disperse. I can be really amazingly light, I would think.
Want to get there fast?
Sure.
What? In what way in the 40s can you carry a woman?
It wouldn't be hard for him to carry one.
Wouldn't the three of us already go hard?
I can hold on.
No, but I can carry you on this first,
okay.
Unless you're like really fat or something.
Well, unless having a high body.
No, it doesn't reduce your speed until body until what you're carrying is more.
You weigh 2 APs.
You have to weigh 10 APs to slow me down.
Okay, no problem, man.
Which is really fast.
So, but how in the 40s are you going to carry this woman?
In his arms. That's how Johnny Quick always carries Liberty Bell.
All right. I was picturing, like, 2 on his back.
No, that would be better.
When I say hop on, do 2 people hop, 2 women hop on me?
I assume the double hop 40 might help involve some sort of skirt. So riding piggyback would be very unusual.
Like, no. It's the,
the
Fireman's carry.
I believe Union costume, right? Union costume, right?
Yeah.
It's probably
longer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And there's a cat on my shoulder, apparently. Ow!
Is that a cat on your shoulder?
I like the fireman's carry much better. You have 6 of them wearing a skirt.
Well, you always, when you do that with the women's skirt, you always hold the skirt down.
It's 4:30 for overhead. 4:30 is the deadline.
I have to go pretty soon.
5:30.
So then I run, me and the gang run over to the mole's location.
Okay. So you go over to the mole's place where everybody else is supposed to go to the mole's
corner
place.
Carefully.
Shows up. At about the same time.
I know nothing about it. How did I get there?
Damn, there's a lot of people there.
You're like riding in a robot, on a robot, or in a robot?
No, I was just walking behind.
Okay, so you're leading a robot.
Yeah. It's 9 feet tall.
Alrighty. So you started out like 3 hours ago.
Yeah.
Well, we stayed at the bar for a bit.
When Chris showed up, you had to wait for Chris to show up and then get him penis. You had him in wings.
Enough that I could just kind of hop onto it.
I would hope you have some method of locomotion.
How fast is the robot able to walk?
Not that fast, but it can keep it up for a while. Unlike you, good tires.
You can just make him run?
20, 25 miles an hour, something like that.
Whoa. Yes,
that's reasonable for a robot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. I can move at full speed carrying up to a car. I was wrong. Not a semi. Just a regular car.
He's pretty strong.
Are you talking like a full size, all steel truck?
I don't think he's got a car right, but still, he's pretty strong.
Or, you know, like a modern...
Because I can move up to full speed as long as I'm not carrying a weight that doesn't exceed my strength attribute.
Yeah, your strength attribute is 6.
Mm-hmm. 6 is 1.5 tons, example car.
Oh, okay.
What really?
That's a well-trained human.
And 8 is 6.5 tons semi-truck.
That's a well-trained human?
You
6?
7 is elephant. 5 is grizzly bear.
Okay, I can carry an elephant.
Wow, okay.
What can I carry? I have a 3.
You can carry a lion.
A lion.
Well.
2 is 180 pounds, human adult.
Yeah, I can carry a human adult.
And carry a car.
Well, we are super good.
Yeah, we are.
Right. I was just told this is like upper level for human.
I think it is. Isn't like space upper level for human?
Not for strength.
For strength,
yeah. Not for
really,
strength.
Really, really, really strong.
The
strength is like.
That's what they use.
Do
we
have
any? Upper level.
They can't run at full speed carrying one, though.
Yeah. Well, they pivot on the back wheel. They only have the one half of the car. No, but they've also done.
Dex squat. Dex is not higher.
Strength
is like. I think 4
sled or whatever.
I remember there was. There's one where they cut a hole below the seat,
way,
and then they cut a hole in the roof, and they fix suspenders in the car, and the guys wore a car. That was a pretty cool one. I like that one.
They're hilarious.
So you're up to all
the women ones
place.
Are awful.
Okay, how did I get there?
You're not, except for you and you who are still at the park. All
right. How's the round? I want
to make sure I know.
What?
How's the round?
Oh, we did,
is it an apartment building or a townhouse?
It is a...
condo.
Or is it a warehouse?
I heard that this whole plan for stealth, but now this is a giant robot.
It was actually a house.
Let's tell the robot to remove the door. I have no
do we necessarily want to break in first?
Let's just knock.
The robot removes the door.
No!
That's not a play.
While you're waiting.
Well, I walk in. I walk in the front door.
Okay.
Wait, it's a house?
Then the lasers that go north.
It's a house?
Yes. It's like a, you know, like a brownstone.
Two-story?
Yeah, two-story.
I'm going to run around back.
I'll check the second floor, window.
Okay.
Look in. Can you see anything? Is it open?
Sure, it's open.
Look in.
You look in?
You see
blood everywhere.
There's blood everywhere? Splatter?
Yeah.
Human parts?
Human parts.
Oh, that's no good. Poor grandma.
I think we should go in through here.
I go around back, make sure no one's
there. I'll go in with Lou.
Grandma got
me.
I go into the front door.
Okay.
What? The front hole.
Go through front.
I scream about the light will shine on your evil deeds as I enter with Lou.
Is that your attack motif?
Sure.
I like
meow.
I like a cigarette.
Well, if you're offering. I didn't want to say anything. But.
Hey, take a number, pal.
Makes sense why we allow you to hang around that.
Makes sense why you're hard to set.
So do you two know these people?
Who?
The guys like that. Do you know the rest of these guys?
We all know everybody.
Yeah,
we
all
met.
You
we all met at the all hands.
Met briefly at the all hands.
You asked me to pass the potato salad. Get a superhero jamboree.
I was the one who brought the sardines.
Pass the gherkin.
I think we searched the house.
Yeah.
So
we should hang out.
The moles in the bedroom.
Okay.
Brutally murdered.
The mole has to be murdered?
Yeah. Brutally.
So
was
we checked body
beat all over the mole.
Really?
Really?
Wait, so Wu and I went in the top story.
Make
these guys went in the bottom story.
Uh-huh.
Eric went around back.
Not a very good picture.
So who finds what?
You two, when you get to the top story, you see the mole on the floor.
That's the mole.
Dead.
That's the mole.
Yep, that's him.
Nobody moved. Nobody died.
Wait, you didn't see him, did you? Only I saw.
Well, I
tell you, that's the mole.
That's funny.
And he looks like he's been beat up by that sports guy.
Sports guy. The sportsman.
So, and then the rest. And the rest of you are looking through the house.
Master
Blaster.
Okay,
all right. So eventually,
detectives.
We'll say up here.
Come up here.
God, what a mess.
I look for like brown uniforms or something.
Okay. You do find two brown uniforms.
Anything in the pockets?
Are there any of the kidnappees here?
I bet not. Unless they're in pieces.
Make a...
We come in peace.
Analyze your smell thing. Versus four.
Can I make a detective roll?
You can make a detective roll.
Perception
versus four. Perception versus two. Let's see what you guys find.
That was fine now. What's the active number for the acting value for perception?
Int and will.
Do you add them together? So it could
be no. It's int versus.
Int versus whatever number.
Two, and then your will. As a result, for
me. So the first column, the dex in
and then what's the resistance?
Determines two hits.
Same, four.
The next column determines damage.
Yeah, nine.
So it's whatever.
Yeah, I'm just not sure how it works for perception.
Three.
Int.
Okay, int is the number down the side.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's call your grandmother.
Int's the acting value.
She's been in the house.
And I have to beat the two at the top.
Okay.
Yeah.
Seven.
So yeah, I beat it.
Okay.
Okay, so you can tell that the mole was
for your result.
The incidental bat.
Okay. Nine.
Because you're nine.
I'll say,
so
it looks like he was beat with a baseball bat.
It's a sports master.
Which is kind of odd.
I rolled a 12.
In and of itself.
I think it's a sports master.
Oh,
good.
Is
it one bat?
I want to try and assume the bat is here, right?
You have to roll over 11 bats.
Right.
Can you find splinters?
I want to try and smell the blood and track the blood.
That's the mole's blood.
Yeah, I know. But I'm assuming there's a lot of blood with the sports.
Okay, so you find a flyer for the peace rally. But on the flyer, it's also says meet with Stickman.
Okay, so
meet with Stickman.
So it looks like you tell me to go here. And if you would have gotten up one level, you would have come over here.
Okay.
Right? And then, A is the highest.
Sticking on two.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
I want to try and follow the smell of the bloody bat.
Okay. So what the rest of you got here?
We need to go to the rally.
The next clue says go.
Go to the rally.
Rally.
Okay,
rally.
So you two have been at the rally for a while. There are lots of youngsters. Well, actually, you're kind of young, too. You're pretty young. So there are lots of people your age.
I want to, after it gets started and they start saying all of this, like, unpatriotic communistic bit,
I want to
get on the stage and I want to start talking to them about why they should support the country.
Wow. Okay.
I just want to disperse the malcontents.
That's the way.
Well, they let you do that because, you know, free speech.
Okay, I'm going to use my, I guess that's influence.
Influence aura.
And I have the gift of gab.
You do have the gift of gab. Let's see.
Yeah,
but there are a lot of people. So.
What you mean is, we need to kill some slopes.
So you're trying to... trying to convince them. Okay, so it's probably like 33. Lots of people.
I think you should go to the recruiting office and sign up now.
11, and then you get the gap. 7 today. 7.
Okay. We gotta keep the boys flying.
So yeah, they're like, you know, I don't know, 100 people. A couple hundred. 400,
800.
That's a pretty good
piece. 800. It fluctuates.
Still not enough, 1,000.
They seem unwilling to listen to me.
I wonder if they'll listen tonight with Tara about.
Who knows? You go up there, you go up there, you go up there, you know, 20 minutes, whatever. But they don't seem to, you don't seem to sway the crowd.
I tell them about my detective service.
And if any of you've ever needed detective.
Well, if you're going to be staying on the home front anyways, it's possible that you might be getting into some trouble. So if you need any detective, make sure you come to John Gilmore, PI. Thanks for your time.
Peter,
I won't do
anything. Well, I guess it depends on what I find at the park.
So there are lots of people.
Someone called you a Captain
older
Pig.
Than, like, you know, college-age kids.
Oh, yeah?
And then there's, like, people go up on the stage and talk about how the war is wrong, we should make peace with Japan.
Why
and how superheroes are just, you know, government trying to put you down.
I'm trying to find out anything they can about Jeffrey. And all.
Right.
And I'll listen to the,
I realize it's a perfect place for my bomb. I just land there and start bombing.
Sweet, everybody's dead. Okay. So the rest of you get to the park. You know, and the rally's in full swing by now.
Is this where the smell of the blat led? Blat?
Bat.
The blood.
Blat.
The blood of the bat.
Blood bat.
If it didn't, doesn't matter because I rolled a 3.
No. Actually,
if the bat does not fit, you cannot convict.
So, I wouldn't have been able to follow it.
Okay.
I'm going to tell the robot to stay at the edge. Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
So you mean when the robot shows up, the crowd doesn't flee in terror like would be the normal reaction?
Yeah.
Well, you know, also when somebody covered in cat fur shows up,
hey,
normal reaction would be to do something. But apparently this is a weird world.
But I'm lovable.
Aw, he's adorable. Look how sassy / stupid she is.
So the last people gets up, he's a stick man. And he's
stick man. Go into that a little bit more.
He's really thin.
I see. Does he look like super villain thin?
No.
How about superhero thin?
No.
Okay, so just like, you know, Gandhi kind of thin. Not like super inhuman thin.
I don't know. I was picturing more of Captain Trips.
Captain Trips.
Wild cards.
You know, something like thin hippie type
guy. Jeff Goldblum?
Name of the disease in the...
More
in
depth, but yes.
More like Dr. Leary.
More what? More in depth.
Timothy Leary?
But yeah.
You know, only with a beatnik cat. You can't afford it.
So he's, you know, up there really against the government and superheroes and how everybody's trying to put you down.
More like that. Maynard G. Krebs.
Okay.
Oh, Skipper?
And the cause, the cause was pretty much loving everybody, even to a certain extent, John, but not for that long.
Then who quickly bored?
Yeah. Okay, so you walk up to the stage.
Uh-huh.
With your robot? No, without your robot.
Without the robot,
with the
grab the gun.
You got the gun. Okay.
Are you going to be flying?
I don't know, you guys are on the ground. I thought you were a commie.
What's going on?
You asked us to surround the stage so the stick guy can't get away?
Yeah. Why? Because the stick guy was mentioned in the mole's house.
Well, meet with Mr. Stick or something.
Oh, okay.
I'm trying to spot the crowd.
I think we need three people watching the station.
Alright, I'm going to look for the Batman, because I've seen the Batman.
I tell the robot to shoot anyone that carries a baseball bat.
Okay. Goes to the YMCA.
A bloody baseball bat, sorry.
Alright.
Well, yeah, for swing
it. Meanwhile, on the other side of the park, and I'm so
what,
yeah.
What did it say?
It's yeah. A little weird.
I'll get all
the robot.
You know, more accurately would be for the next 10 out. Minutes, okay. Kill anyone with a baseball bat.
So, you go through the speech, and eventually he's done.
He left out that.
Otherwise, just write down on your thing standing commands for your robot. Shoot people with bloody baseball bats.
Ow, I banged myself in the head with the baseball.
12 years later.
Long before that, you would have had to purge of the good movie after it, like, blew up someone.
So eventually Stickman's done with his speech and stuff, and he steps off the platform, and the next guy comes up.
I grab him as he steps off the platform.
Grab him as in you just grab on his arms?
Fascist pig.
Pull it right there.
Pull it right there.
I'm scanning the crowd for the batsman.
Yeah. Okay, you can also make him.
Sportsmaster.
Perception roll. It will.
I believe we're all looking for a supervillain.
But I've seen him before.
Well, anybody who's actively looking for a supervillain, it will.
Well, I'm looking for Shay.
Intermill versus six.
Watching
since you just grabbed the guy. Peter, you notice all the other heroes here for some reason.
Oh, I mean, I recognize you. No, not you.
What's the target?
Not you.
Six.
Oh, yeah, you. I know you.
You should know everybody on the all hands.
Oh, they had an all hands after
what's going on?
I don't remember that.
Well, I don't think you're not really looking around. You're just with a sticker.
Well, does it mean anything if you roll two at the same time?
So if you roll two the same, as long as they're not 2-1, you can roll again and add it together.
Oh.
If you want.
If you want.
You don't have to. Because if you roll again and you roll 2-1, you'll be nothing. I think some friends and I would like to talk to you about the mold.
I came close to rolling 2-1. I rolled the 1 that I
did. Damn, you're really strong. You're trying to get out of your grasp. Maybe I'll roll really nice.
What were you saying about superheroes there?
Your strength is what? 6? 4? Versus 2?
Lion. You can lift a lion.
11.
Sir, have you been
so you needed like...
I started getting some. And then I just need a link back off those, or...
Well, each one should have a link that leads you directly in the
office. He actually gets out of your grasp. He starts running.
Okay.
What's your deck?
Okay.
What does everybody else do? Well... Who is actually watching the stage? Like, you know, like Eric asked you to.
I was, but that's because I was watching the rally.
So you both saw Eric, you know, grabbing the guy, talking to him, and then suddenly...
Yeah. I know him from the
yeah.
You know okay. Everybody.
I got him from
all hands. I don't know if I went to any damn all hands.
No.
It's
ass barbecue.
Well, that ass barbecue. I will.
I see a rabbit.
Probably got
might, be, might be why I went where I want to go, because that kind of language isn't acceptable.
The rabbit is very far away. Come back
here, rabbit. Is it a white rabbit?
Yeah. A dot S dot S.
We'll do
yeah. Dot.
Yeah. Ass barbecue.
Kevin, can my
computer? I might have gone to the A dot
to
S dot S dot barbecue.
Well,
yeah,
you can always like aim such that you're not killing them.
I'm gonna tackle.
Which is a plus one caution. So you saw Eric talk to the mole who suddenly
the mole?
Oh, not the mole. Sick man. Who pulled his arm out of his grasp and started running away.
I go chasing after him.
Pan mode.
Which means
switch preempt, I shout
and change and start flying towards the
okay.
Okay, I was using Peter Pan as opposed to
hands across the room.
I was right there, so I'll try to grab him when he starts running.
Okay.
Does the crowd
everybody can make you four can make initiative roll. The crowd will start panicking until someone starts shooting.
D10 times.
Someone start flying.
He hasn't started firing yet. 2d10 plus your initiative. Too bad he's not going to get away.
He needed to get away. Can the rest of us roll?
Yeah, you want.
So what are we trying to roll?
I mean, I don't know whether I've seen him.
Yeah, well, we're looking for like sportsmaster or.
I don't see him.
The thin guy we're trying to tackle.
Yep,
yeah.
The thin man.
You'll see him.
So
thin
what do we have to roll?
George McFly.
Initiative. And this is number down here under influence, right?
33.
Yes.
That's scary. Okay.
33?
Mm-hmm.
53.
Terrible on me?
55.
Initiative roll. Wow, everyone goes much faster than me.
Very high initiative. Not sure where that comes from. Is that derived from something?
It should be the three numbers on your left.
Oh, you got it up?
Influence, and then you add them up. Times two.
If you ask if it's derived from something.
I just randomly assigned it.
What's your address?
People I like.
Square root your address.
You roll three dice, you know, whatever. Whatever.
Yeah,
or was it derived from something else?
Yeah.
Whatever, man.
True enough.
Hand mode goes first.
Probably.
HP, for instance.
I'll spend all my arrow go first and you just shoot the guy. Starting a riot.
Well, I'm a ways away. I'm just going to fly at him. So. If I can grab him, I'll just grab him off the ground.
Okay, so you're going to go first. You're going to try to fly to him and grab him.
Yeah, just grab him off the ground.
What's your speed? 5 APs?
I think I'm 4. I can go 50 miles an hour.
Which unfortunately doesn't tell me, though.
That's fine. You have the numbers.
Okay, if you're like 5,
that's
okay,
fine.
So
five
APs is
play. Okay, well, I'm just telling you the speed.
Speed's irrelevant. APs is what matter in the game.
Then where were you about?
Somewhere in the middle of the crowd.
The middle of the crowd?
Watching the show.
Okay.
Letting the lost boys do the investigation.
Okay, so you get very close to him, but you haven't caught up with him.
Okay.
Unless you're going to, like, no, you can't shoot him. 53?
I go running after him. Shoot him with my rapier?
What's your damage?
Wait.
Five. My rapier
five.
Is on the
okay,
bonus.
So your max speed is 4 when you're just running.
I run flat out. I shout, stop in the name of
love.
John Gilmore.
Not love.
So you're actually closer.
Yeah, I was near the stage.
Okay, so you catch up to him, and then what?
I punch him.
Okay.
You have a gun?
Yeah.
You can knock him over.
No. Okay. Pistol with him. That'll show.
And then I pistol with him. Yeah, got it.
Okay,
what
so then.
No.
Dex is 3. So you're going your Dex versus his Dex.
What?
Okay. Penny.
And then you have a
one-handed
bonus because you're blindsiding him. So.
Hardaway.
So no. That's left. Make
yeah.
It easier.
Come on. Penny, Hardaway.
10.
Yeah, bang.
I make it, but that's not enough to give me any column shifts.
So his body's 2.
My
so your strength versus your body.
Kill
mine is 2, so that's an N.
Okay. 2 versus 2 is an N?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Same. Oh, no, you're right. It's a 1. I got 1
round. Okay. Ow! You almost knocked him unconscious.
There's no reason to fight. The doctor just wants to
die. So less than 53. 50 or more?
46.
46 or more? Okay, Donald.
I tried to get
you
my
were
feet
on the stage,
to
weren't
the sunlight
you?
At that
you were,
I was
like,
following
right
him
there.
Around.
Okay.
So,
so
like
when
right
he
there.
So well, when he took off, he went 3 APs.
Okay.
So do you have at least 3 moves? Or that's 3?
Yes.
Alright, so you run up to him. Then what?
Yeah, I want
just kill him.
We are superheroes.
Put your arm through him.
Yeah. So we'll be doing your
deaths. Oh, that's right. Oh, he's got a gun in. I just knock him on the head before I try to knock him out.
Okay.
So,
again, Dex is 3. Your Dex versus Dex. 1 column shift bonus because you're hitting him from behind.
I imagine I'm going to have no difficulty knocking him out.
You can always roll 2.
I'll roll 4. Did I even hit? What's it?
Are you trying to kill him or are you trying
no.
to? So it's actually 1 column shift penalty too. So it's just versus Dex 3.
Alright, so.
You missed.
Unless you've got
like
8
days.
No. I needed a 7.
Did you?
Wow. Okay,
you missed
what?
It.
Is there a clock in
here? Next
person. You mean like on the VCR right
it's
there?
Probably you.
42.
Okay, what do you want to do?
Example, yeah.
So it looks like, you know, 3 of your buddies are chasing them, 2 of them attack them, 1 of them hit. The guy's staggering with still running.
I run up and clock.
So how is the semi-dependent?
Shoot him. Shoot him.
Start right.
Okay,
come on.
You run up and fucking
I have no idea how they are car-wise.
Okay, so yeah, but that's at least 3.
I mean, how do they hit?
So you run up to them.
I clearly do not care about
them. I'm saying they take
so
time.
Are you
they
trying?
Good.
Do you care if you kill?
I don't know how light they really are.
Nah.
May I try?
I'm
smacking the butt of our rifle. It's not
going to
kill.
It can. Anything can kill you.
Are you
if you roll high enough,
huh?
You can back too much.
No, I'm
not
maybe killing
again. Okay. Plus 1, minus 1, so it's just your dex versus 3.
Exactly.
That's right.
Hey, man, in
gods and generals,
yeah.
It's clear they never used the bayonet. All they did was beat each other to death with the best of their rifles.
Bayonets are dangerous.
1.
It's
1?
Okay.
It was actually the actual annoying me, the certain part. Every bayonet charge, no one used the bayonet.
Pick flash.
What?
They have a cache, so that's the important stuff.
Yeah,
alright, so he's on the ground.
They had big long pointy things in their weapons, but never used
Nightwing.
Them.
Nightwing did all the advantages of...
So you're just standing there, a crowd starts to form.
Chameleon.
A what?
A crowd starts to form.
If one believes him, you can them up.
People are saying, what are you doing? Stick around. Hey, hung up.
Stocks of their rifles.
I'm spending my time watching for people trying to slip out of the crowd
okay.
or the sportsmaster.
Okay.
I ignore them.
They probably use a lot
of I walk towards my robot.
Okay.
What you call them?
So you're about halfway there, like in the middle of the crowd, towards your robot. Who else is with Eric at this point?
Right next to the refrigerator.
Wait, what do you do?
So Eric picked up the stick man and starts walking towards the robot.
Out, right?
Yeah.
I also have one in my pocket.
And a crowd is forming around him, telling, you know, asking him what he's doing with the stick man and let him go.
Don't stand in the way of justice, kids.
I fly up, Sid. I fly up.
You fly up, okay. So?
Oh.
Are you with her?
Yeah, I'll start trying to calm the crowd down and say, you know, we're after this guy for, accessory, you know,
and
whatever.
He can't get a better look. Can't get a better look from the air.
I am making sure I'm staying with him so that, like, I'm in the limelight.
Okay.
You know, we need him for, you know, police questioning.
Huh.
Can't get a better look from the air. See if I can spot.
Media whores. They're all media whores. No wonder I can never get ahead.
You don't see you sportsman.
Look at these people. Might as well put neon on. Is there neon yet?
No.
They might as well put giant signs on their head.
Well, I'm glowing.
They look at me.
I'm glowing.
Neon
existed in the
form.
I'm pretty
sure.
Yeah,
there
is
neon.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I remember old movies was like.
Well,
Vegas.
Let's see what the OED says about this conundrum.
Neon?
What's the OED?
Oed. You never heard of Oed?
It's the Oed dictionary. Okay. The Oed.
Philistine. Make a persuasion roll, which is your input
aura. I did not know that this
the crowd is hostile. The OVRV is 8.
It wouldn't list everything. It comes in 22 there. Volumes
look
or
how
so.
Small
it's that size.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that was really an encyclopedia.
Dictionary. It just
includes,
you know, like,
my
that much and has origin and the first time it was ever used.
Oh, you actually got a result.
Yep.
Okay. Right. The crowd quiets down long enough for you to reach the robot.
A neon lamp or two neon lighting, first usage listed 1934. Whilst the customer may want his name
it is not a very strong
neon
robot.
Surrounded by a border, it is up to the sign man to supply it with a finish.
So it's probably before then. That,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, so we have it in 43. Ha!
Oh, was it 43?
No, 30, 34. 35, they are 34. They had a printed reference to neon signs.
Okay. So now you're a robot. Now you can spit out the crowd.
Now I think the crowd will kind of not.
Well, they'll keep the distance.
Yeah.
But they're still yelling for you. Let them go.
They shout, mill, 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 they shout.
We'll just be taking him back to our superhero headquarters to question.
Rabble, rabble, rabble.
Rhubarb, rhubarb, rhubarb.
I shake him away and throw water in his face and we're talking to get him away.
Ah.
Hey, no police brutality there.
I think so.
That's not
no.
brutality.
There you go.
He's up?
At yeah. passes. No.
He's trying to get away.
Don't question him in front of a crowd of people.
We haul him off.
They go away.
County's under arrest. Citizen's arrest. There you go.
We're Rodney Gillespie, and you're under arrest. You're under
I actually
arrest
don't believe I'm a citizen.
Help! Help! I'm being oppressed by superhero.
How many counts of kidnapping? 5, 6, 7, 8.
Make the intimidation roll. Influence aura. Actually, intimidation is based on.
I think we should have a bonus for being surrounded by. Not what is it? 8 superheroes, a giant robot, and being completely under their power.
So did he give up? Already?
No.
Okay, so this is still just the first.
I'm just seeing what Eric said then.
What's the opposing value?
Water. 4.
Nullification, do you pick what it nullifies?
Yes.
4.
Oh. Okay.
So, more.
So you tell him all these things and goes,
I saw him, he's
never mind.
He's under arrest for 7 counts of accessory to kidnapping.
Has nothing to do with it.
Accessory to murder.
There's no such thing as accessory to kidnapping.
Conspiracy to commit a kidnapping.
Yeah, that's correct.
Thanks, John.
Thanks.
Duly noted.
Got it.
It was all Moloch's plan.
Who?
Did you stick this?
Who?
And his name's
Moloch.
Malak?
Moloch.
How's the Shay involved?
The Shay?
Question him somewhere else.
Fair enough. We drag him off into an abandoned warehouse where we can pummel him mercilessly.
I want to fly him out. Just a few inches off the ground.
Will they let us follow him mercilessly?
I tell Lou I'll be there in a couple. I'm going to watch the crowd. All
right.
Actually, you're a thief. You put him off.
Me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, so have you.
I'm a thief as well.
Are you?
I have a thief skill.
That doesn't mean you're a thief. Are you a thief by profession?
No. It's more a hobby.
It's
more a hobby.
Dealing with wrong.
Half time.
Moloch is... the like number 2 or 3 crime boss in the city.
Oh, in Hawaii?
In Hawaii.
Yeah. Later on. That's Shark.
Wait, don't you know? You would know, right? Don't you have an underground network of informants? I think he's doing Hawaii 5-0,
but I couldn't
swear to
Hawaii 5-0, Jack Lord.
Yeah, but I was actually talking about Magnum PI and the old guy in the white shirt. You take her out in whatever.
Higgins?
30, 40 years, 30 years? They'll call him Ice Pig.
Higgins? Higgins is Ice Pig?
Alright, so I know who Malik is. Okay, I tell him I'll be in there in a few minutes. I'm going to crap. I'll tell him that.
Alright.
Okay.
Let us know if this mob needs this person.
I don't care about the mob. The mob's inconsequential.
So,
Moloch
is a crime boss.
I just drag stick guy out.
Take him to police headquarters, and then we can go worry about the next guy.
Well,
Eric doesn't right now.
Police headquarters.
Alright, so you take him to police headquarters?
He's basically there. As soon as we get him there, we're probably not going to get the question anymore without his lawyer, so we'll just have to assume.
Yeah, there's a lot of roaring up in the 40s.
We're superheroes. We don't care about that.
When does Miranda pass? OED boy.
'70-something.
Yeah.
Yeah, when he asks for a lawyer, we hit him with the phone book. I want a lawyer. That's when you bring up the phone book and start whacking them with it.
Throw the book at him.
Okay, so do you guys talk to him at all while you take him to the police station?
Tell us exactly what the plan.
There was a reason that you thought he had something to do with this, right? Did you ask him about that?
Oh, now that I got you all here, since you're all here, have you seen Jeffrey and describe a boy who's taken from a house?
No.
Why?
Yeah, he was one of the guys.
What is the shape
of this?
Yes.
What is the shape of this?
Why would you do something like that to a boy?
What's the shape of with all of this?
I don't know the shape.
So what was the plan?
Can we find more?
Who told you to kidnap this boy? Where are you taking him to?
So where's my
station? Where are
all the kidnappers?
He is being held up by this off the ground.
So we know where
the Miranda path?
Moloch lives in a penthouse.
Oh, we get 67.
On, this high-rise building.
Okay.
High-rise building, huh? Back when our Supreme Court, we call it
stories, whatever.
Is that where Jeffrey and the rest are?
Probably. I don't know exactly.
We go now!
If your lawyers think you need a good detective to help out.
Thanks.
Let's go.
I need a new job.
So
you're
a great secretary,
honey.
So if I don't find anybody slinking away or see the sportsmaster. Then I'll go join these guys.
So drop him out of the police station.
No, you didn't see the sportsmaster.
He wasn't there.
No.
So we drop him.
And nobody slinks off.
Not really. I mean, people kind of wander off, and nobody slinks off.
Okay. Gosh, that guy looks depressed. I hope he doesn't hang himself in his cell.
Okay, so
are we superheroes?
Yeah.
Okay.
I am. No, I'm not. Anything that doesn't jive with my worldview, I'm liable to freak yet.
Whatever, man.
So this whole,
Okay.
We drop him off, we go to the penthouse.
Nice to be reminded off.
Right?
That,
yep. That's the plan, right?
Part of the ass.
Tall building.
You guys take the elevator. I'll check out through your window.
You fly up?
I'll go with Lou.
You fly up? Anybody else can fly?
I should zip by the boat. Pick up my rapier.
Penthouse fortress.
The fortress?
Does he have big windows?
He does have windows.
Presumably. Okay, well, somebody carry me up. I'll just make the window go away. We can all do it.
That's okay. Tinker!
So you go into the front door.
Oh, yeah, Tinker.
You go into the lobby with your robot.
Tinker! So you have the ability to fly now.
I think the
you're solid, so yes, Tinkerbell can make her fly. As long as she remains solid.
And thinks happy thoughts.
Don't forget that.
She's pretty close to 50 bucks on this, of course.
Okay.
Thanks, Tinker. You're a pal.
Well, apparently Tinkerbell's invisible, but yeah, you can fly.
Okay.
You can fly,
have the skill, but you can go up and down.
While they're trying to figure all this out, they
go up to the window.
It's a lobby. It's like an office building.
Can we inch up?
You go to the lobby. You go to the lobby.
front door.
Lobby. The rest of you are flying up.
Wait, can we inch up like this? So we don't like...
Oh, you can only go 25.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Okay. You get up to the top. So lobby people. So there's, you know, a desk.
Would you
secretary.
Call them the lobbyists?
No.
well, I might.
And there's, you know, a couple of security guards. So. And the secretary is... Hi, may I help you?
John Gilmore, private investigator.
You can card?
Ooh.
Yeah.
he did that motion.
Oh, did I? Didn't, yeah. I didn't... My associates in here are here to see your boss.
Oh, do you have an appointment with Mr. Ball?
We do now.
Oh!
Well, he's usually a very busy man.
He'll see us.
That's true.
No robots allowed. Sorry.
I suggest you ring him up and tell him we're here so that he doesn't think you're not doing your job.
Okay. So she calls up.
Tell him it's John Gilmore.
John
Gilmore.
So you walk past the secretary?
Yeah. Entrance.
What's the...
Okay.
I hassle after you.
RoboCop, the guardian...
Four guards come out of
Is it F-409?
F-409, that's it, yeah.
I asked them if they really want to...
You are illegally parked. You have 30 seconds to evade.
Well, when they appear,
so they say, you know, you people are trespassing.
You're aiding and abetting a criminal.
I turn invisible.
We've been personally questioned by President Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Get out of the way. Shall I roll?
Yeah, intimidation.
Okay.
It's Flinsora.
I'm walking by them if at all possible.
4, 6. They have an 8, because they're hostile.
8?
Yep.
So, that should hurt up 2 problems because of my gift of gab,
yeah.
Right?
Is that what we're doing
tonight? That's the one I told you about, right?
Is that the one? So that's supposed to be a serious roll?
Yeah.
No, it's 4.
It looks serious to me. It looks like he's got a smirk on his face in the poster.
Serious.
So you guys fly up.
17.
I do this.
We see three column shifts. What's their resistance value? Okay.
4.
So 1, 2, 3.
No, because it's good to go.
5 reps.
Well, they don't open fire. Then you walk past them.
That's right.
Well, the secretary is calling them. And you call the elevator. So you guys...
What do we see?
Well, that's 30.
Huh? Who's in the team best in the front door?
What?
Who's in the team best in the front door?
Alright.
Me, you, and someone else.
Okay.
Who was the third person who went to the lobby?
Eric,
that's right, and the robot.
Yeah. So
can the robot get through the halls?
They're going up the stairs.
No, but that doesn't concern us.
I'm
kind of worried it's going to hit a support collar.
Yeah. What's the collateral damage?
Collateral damage. What superhero?
The Lowberry wall.
Yeah.
The Lowberry poster. Okay.
What do we see?
You go up and look.
Fly, giant robot.
Nothing bad ever happens to the Kennedys.
So you look up to the, I suppose you're looking to the front.
Yeah.
Scratch that front. The rebel will just stand outside the lobby.
Well, if we don't see anything, we're going to start.
If he sees the guy leaving, kill him.
If we don't see anything up front, we're around to the side or back, whatever.
How would you recognize the guy?
You don't.
I would say
you see some guards.
Other than me.
I'll scout
you see a couple random.
I might want to leave the lobby.
Business student type people.
Well,
what?
More like
listen.
Other
if you
things,
get,
kind of okay. In one of the rooms, you see three
want
people
to fucking.
My way
out.
what are they wearing?
Two?
Yep.
Have you seen Clone High by any chance?
Seen what?
Clone High.
I don't think so.
It's on MTV. If you get a chance, watch it. Since you like Animaniacs in general, surreal cartoons.
What? Animaniacs is not surreal.
Yes, it was.
Beautiful. No. I love surreal cartoons, and I notice every show I really like is just like, oh yeah, I like that show. So since we, so
I don't
my,
really watch much TV. So,
so
the lack of a TV would do that.
Yeah, it's a 30-minute cartoon on MPB. It's brilliant. It has Abraham Lincoln.
Doesn't own a TV.
What's it called?
Clone High.
Welcome to the
club. It's a. It's about a high school filled with collecting the famous people.
Yeah.
Oh,
that actually sounds kind of interesting.
The main characters are JFK, Cleopatra, and Joe Miller. And they like have stupid high school problems. that are exaggerated.
Cleopatra gets a zit or something?
The real, yeah. She's the head cheerleader.
Okay, so the guy in the business
is kind of oppressive.
With a goatee,
looking through the window.
Yeah,
okay.
And sort of sinister haircut.
Sinister
haircut.
JFK.
Do you know what Malik or whatever it looks like?
No, you don't.
And then something bad happens to him.
Although you do recommend the description. So the first guy's Malik. Malik is he's got some kind of Satan fetish thing, so he's trying to look like Satan.
I get
really? In the 40s.
He's devilishly handsome.
That too. So one of the guys is Moloch. The other guy is a guy in a white hat, cap, and a white suit.
White cap and white suit?
Is there some guy with a...
I don't know what you're going to recommend. Based on this description.
The fiddler.
Is there some one guy with a cane and bad hat head?
Bad hat?
No. Hat head.
No. And then there's another guy with a cloak.
The cloak.
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 Cloak. Cloak and
dagger?
Yeah. The gentleman ghost. No, he was silver age.
So obviously the guy in the cloak is talking to Moloch, and the other guy is sort of watching him.
And we can't
hear him. But we don't see any kidnapped victims in there or anything?
You didn't see him when you looked around. No.
Okay.
Okay.
So the flyer is just stopping and looking through the window?
Yeah.
Sort of. They circled around.